This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing significantly to the country's economy. President Murmu was presented with the Key of Honour of Lisbon City by the Mayor of Lisbon at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa City Hall yesterday. While addressing the ceremony, the President said that guided by the philosophy of Vasudev Kutumbakam and the vision of building a Viksit Bharat by 2047, India will continue working towards a sustainable world, viewing Portugal as a reliable partner in this journey. Earlier, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the Indian-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multi-dimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर
The President said she held wide-ranging and constructive talks with her Portuguese counterpart, covering various areas of bilateral relations. Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skill mobility, and pharmaceuticals. President Murmu reached Lisbon last morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government is deploying an electronic surveillance system to safeguard the country's borders and the technology will be used to detect and dismantle underground cross-border tunnels to thwart infiltration by terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the BSF personnel during a visit to border outpost Vinay near the international border in the Hiranagar sector of Kathua district yesterday, Mr. Shah lauded the contribution of the force and praised the troops for performing their duties in challenging circumstances. Ministry of Defence has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited, Bengaluru, for acquisition of electronic warfare suites and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17 V-5 helicopters. This state-of-the-art electronic warfare suite will considerably enhance operational survivability of the helicopters in hostile environment. Defence Ministry said in a statement that majority of sub-assemblies and parts will be sourced from indigenous manufacturers. Government has decided to increase excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will be now 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from today. Global markets from Asia to Europe have witnessed a big fall due to US President Donald Trump's trade war and China's forceful response to high tariffs. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange closed with a 13.22% drop yesterday, its worst one-day tumble since the 1997 Asian financial crisis. Chinese tech giant Alibaba closed nearly 18%. Japan's benchmark stock index lost over 2,600 points, marking the third largest fall on record. Australia's S&P ASX 200 dropped 4.2%, losing over 100 billion Australian dollars. It was the index's largest one-day decline since May 2020. And in the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 222, Mumbai managed to score 209 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.